Welcome, loyal listeners, and if you're new here, welcome to the Literary Lookout, where we read excerpts from novels and give you the real answers. Are these books good or not? Today we will be reading from The 7.5 Deaths of Evelyn Hardcastle by Stuart Turton. This podcast would not be made possible without Audible, where I personally listen to all of my books. Audible has the world's largest selection of audiobooks. Whether you're looking for comedy, drama, horror, mystery, it's all there. Get your first audiobook for free when you sign up for the 30-day free trial. All you have to do is go to audible.com/literarylookout to get your first free audiobook and keep up with all of the trends. Now, I will caution you, this episode 100% does include spoilers. Chapter 60. Anna's face is pressed against my chest, but I can't look away from Felicity. I don't know if this is justice or not, but I'm desperately grateful for it at the same time. Anna's sacrifice would have set me free of guilt, but it would have never let me go. Her death would have made me a stranger to myself. Felicity had saved me. Her revolver is empty, but she's still pressing the trigger, burying Evelyn in a chorus of hollow clicks. I think she would go on forever, but she's interrupted by the plague doctor's arrival. He gently takes the weapon from her hand, and like a spell being broken, her eyes clear, life coming to her limbs. She looks bone-tired and emptied out, pushed beyond thought. With the last lingering look at Evelyn's body, she nods to the plague doctor before brushing by him and disappearing outside, not even a lantern to guide her way. Moments later, the front door opens, the sound of pounding rain fills the air. I let Anna go and slump onto the carpet, holding my head in my hands. "You told Felicity we were here, didn't you?" I say through my fingers. It comes out as an accusation, although I'm certain it meant to signal my gratitude. At this point, with all that's happened, perhaps there's no untangling the two.
"I gave her a choice,"
he says, kneeling down to close Evelyn's still, open eyes.
"Her nature took care of her, as the rest as did yours."
He's looking at Anna as he says this, but his gaze soon passes over her, roaming the blood-splattered walls, before returning the body lying at his feet. Part of me wonders if he is admiring his own work, the indirect ruin of a human being. "How long have you known who the real Evelyn was?" asks Anna, who's looking the plague doctor up and down, examining him with child's wonder.
"At precisely the same moment you did," he says. "I came to the lake as requested and witnessed her unmasking firsthand. When it became apparent where she was leading you, I returned to Blackheath to relay the information to the actress."
"But why help us?" asks Anna.
"Justice," he says, simply.
The beak mask turning in her direction.
"Evelyn deserved to die, and Felicity deserved to kill her. You two have showed that you deserve your freedom."
Now, let's get into the meat of this. The plot of the novel in general, to me, was quite interesting. Aiden Bishop wakes up every day in a new body at the Blackheath party, and he's stuck in this loop of waking up every day, basically with amnesia, until he figures out the murder of Evelyn Hardcastle. It is a complex plot with many twists and turns, but nonetheless still interesting overall. I did find it to be like your common British mystery, a country estate, lords, ladies, servants, hunters, the whole bit. However, as many of you listeners know, I'm kind of into that. As you may have noticed in my passage, I did not find that there was much imagery throughout the novel. I tend to enjoy leaving no room to the imagination, and I like when the author basically tells it all. Turton does do a brief overview of the scenery at the beginning of the novel, but I found with this 500-page novel, it's easy to forget. Although this could go alongside with the mystery that is the novel itself, where the author may have wanted to make everything sort of a mystery. That's up to you to decide. I did enjoy, however, how much emphasis he put into the characters, with Aiden adapting every day into everybody he wakes up, adding their personality a little bit with his own. So that made each character in each day different. Each character was drastically different, and even though there were many, I did not have a hard time figuring out who was who throughout the novel. My overall feeling about this book was pretty neutral. I liked the idea of it being like a Groundhog Day with a twist, but it did feel like the book dragged on and on. With 61 chapters and over 500 pages, it is a long read. I did find the beginning to be very capturing, and it incised me to keep reading, but with each day having Aiden wake up in a different body, it did add a small bit of excitement. But about halfway through the novel, I got a little bit less excited and found it quite repetitive when he woke up and did basically the same thing. I did find the book was filled with cliches, and I found, for example, that the Plague Doctor wasn't a very well done character. It was pretty easy to predict the melodramatic, mysterious man who wears a bird mask had a big part to do with the novel, like, obviously. And I do feel that Turton could have had a more creative outlook for this character and could have gone many different ways with this. You do have to pay really close attention, for there are many twists and turns, and some directions can be confusing. If you can take the time to read through a 500-page book, or you have the time to read over a 12-hour Audible book, I do recommend reading this novel. The first few chapters were very captivating, as well with the ending chapters. You just have to get through that little chunk in the middle, I guess. Turton did have good diction throughout the novel, and it's very mature, and it was very interesting to read. If you're into the whole Groundhog Day idea with a little bit of a twist, I strongly suggest that you buy this on your Audible account. Thank you again to all of my loyal listeners listening to The Literary Lookout, and make sure you sign up for audible.com at audible/literarylookout to get a 30-day free trial along with a free audiobook. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you next week.